Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
On the line with us right now is Corey Capilone. Corey is the young man who is running, originally from Washington, D.C., now headed to Scranton on what is called the Run for Ruth. Corey, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Where are you right now, geographically?
We're currently in Elizabethtown. We're about 3 miles away from Elizabethtown College at a campground.
Explain to people the Run for Ruth. Who Ruth is, who you are, and why.
Okay, so I'm an ultra runner. I've done ultra marathon races on four continents, including in the Sahara Desert. And some of them were these multi-day ultra marathons, and I was scheduled to do an ultra marathon in Arizona on March 13th, right before the coronavirus lockdown occurred. And so I canceled that ultra like the day before, after the NBA season was canceled, and Tom Hanks came out with a positive result and travel restrictions to Europe. So it didn't feel like the best time to travel. So I pulled out of that ultra. And meanwhile, I continued running, and then one day my girlfriend Susan Kaminar suggested, well, why don't we, try to run up to Nana to raise her spirits, because during the coronavirus, when she was, she's currently at Allied Services, and she was worried and scared because of the coronavirus. She was lonely and sad because she couldn't see any family members. So initially, I started sending her different photography books and chocolates to try to get her spirits up. And then after doing that, that's when Susan suggested, well, why don't we do some type of, awareness campaign and run to Nana. And that's how it all developed. And the distance between Washington, D.C., where I live, and Scranton, Pennsylvania, where Nana is approximately anywhere between like 210, 220 miles. So we came with this idea that I would run 7 ultra marathons, or I should say try, because I haven't done it yet, try to run 7 ultra marathons in approximately 7 days to cover the distance that separates me from my grandmother.
Now, your grandma is 98. Do I understand that?
Yes, she's 98, and she'll be 99 in December.
Okay. We downloaded radio.com so she can listen to this interview. Will you tell us why she is so special to you?
Sure, yeah. First, thank you for giving her the opportunity to listen to this, because I'm sure that'll be the highlight of her day and put a smile on her face. But she's like a second mother to me. So she lived right up the street from me. So I spent almost just as much time with her and my grandfather than I did at my parents' house. So she was the babysitter. She would, would take me to school often. And so she was always there for me growing up. And even when I went into the Peace Corps after college, she was taking me to the airport. She was negotiating with the baggage handlers when my bags were overweight and telling them, hey, he's going into the Peace Corps, let the extra pound slide. So she's always been there, and she's always believed in me throughout my entire life. And I wouldn't have what I have today if it wasn't for her and my other grandparents and ancestors who paved the way for me. So this is a way to thank her and tell her that I love her and that I'm there for her.
Well, go ahead. She's listening. Say whatever you want to her.
Hey, Nana, I love you, and we can't wait to see you on Friday. I've completed 4 ultra marathons, so we're more than halfway to you. I've covered about 126 miles, so we have basically 3 more days of running, and then I'll be able to see you and wave to you. And I'm really excited. And the shirt that I have we have Run for Ruth shirts, and the shirt that I have for Friday is your favorite color, purple. And I understand that you're going to have a matching shirt. So we're just really excited. We still have a lot of work to do and a lot of sweat to, I need to run a lot of miles yet, but we're the closer I get, the more energy I get to keep pushing through.
Corey, what is an ultra marathon? How many miles?
Sure. So an ultra marathon is anywhere from like a 50K, which I'm doing, which comes out to like 31.22 miles, anywhere up to like 100 miler. So an ultra marathon really technically is anything over a marathon. But the typical distance is a 50K. Again, that's 31.2 miles roughly, and 50-mile distances.
Now, you mentioned that you mentioned Susan. Is Susan with you?
Yes, Susan's right here.
Susan, what are you doing? You make sure that he eats right and gets some rest? What is your role in this marathon?
Yes, I am the RV driver extraordinaire, doing my best to hold down this RV, and we have set meeting points along the route where I'm there with water, coffee, snacks, anything that he could want. Making sure he's hydrated and has his fuel in him.
And Frank, I'll say that, Susan was the person who, came up with this idea, but I couldn't do this without her because she's never done one of these ultra races, but she's doing an amazing job just really taking care of me, because at the end of each run, as the days go by, I'm completely exhausted. So as far as refueling me and making sure I'm staying hydrated and everything, she's just, without her, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Unbelievable. Now, we're gonna add to the conversation Jim Brogna. Jim is a vice president at Allied Services. James, are you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, I got to imagine that this is so special for Nana, for Ruth, but I imagine it's probably pretty exciting for everybody that's there that knows about this.
It has probably been I've been with Allied Services Integrated Health System for about 21 years, and we've done a lot of good things, both events and activities. It might be the single most uplifting endeavor that I've ever been a part of, and really pulling it together in short time. I think Corey and Susan and our staff have only been talking for just about a month about this plan, and smiles on the face of staff, Frank, that have made so many sacrifices to care for Nana and the other residents, and even people that don't even work in that direct facility. I think we've had messages from healthcare professionals around the region that say what a beautiful thing this is that Corey's attempting to achieve in honor of his Nana Ruth.
Now, Corey, you actually can't go in to visit, right? I mean, all nursing homes in Pennsylvania are still on a strict no visit. I mean, New York as well. So you're just going to be able to wave to her and say hi?
Yes, right. I wouldn't, I definitely wouldn't want to go in because, we have to be very cautious at this point because the coronavirus is still spreading. So I am all for taking, as many precautions as necessary. So we'll be, waving from the outside. But I'm sure I would love to give her a hug, but I think that could just be as powerful, the wave from the outside and the symbolic gesture of, covering all the miles.
No doubt. We have all learned to do virtual hugs. Now, Corey, you're also trying to raise money for Allied, Run for Ruth. Can you tell us what that is? And then, Jim, I'm going to ask you how that money would be used.
Great.
Because there are two parts of this, three parts of this endeavor. I mean, one obviously was for my grandmother to put a smile on her face and the other residents' faces, but also to thank the all the staff at Allied, because my grandmother, every time I would talk with her, she would mention how well they treat her and how wonderful they are. And so she really loves the staff there, and the staff are sacrificing every day. The staff they're going on the front line. They have families. They're going to care for the people who cared for us, right? So the people who paved the way for us and what we have, the staff at Allied are now the ones taking care of them. So this is also to thank them and to, raise money for the facility, for Allied Services.
Jim, how will the money be used?
Well, Frank, first of all, we think every gift is almost as a tribute to the dedication of these healthcare professionals. I mean, we've had staff that have moved out of their family's house to move into an apartment to make sure that they're not spreading infection. And obviously, we've taken every preventative measure from the CDC and Department of Health. So with that, we have a lot of challenges. So certainly going forward, if this continued no visitation policy remains in effect, there's this this distancing that it's really taken a toll on our residents. And so we're planning on, you know, investing in activities to keep them stimulated and entertained, certainly opportunities to engage families, whatever way. We have 5 nursing homes that we operate in this region, Frank, and we want to be able to use that those funds to make their lives in our nursing homes be as productive and engaging as possible while they're distanced from their families.
All right. Now, Corey, what's your financial goal, and how do people donate? Because I want to hit that goal and exceed it.
Yeah, so yesterday was a fortunate day because yesterday was a really tough run for me. I struggled during the run. I was exhausted, and I came back to the RV, and I was trying to rest and get ready for another ultra marathon today. And yesterday was the day that all these donations, like a bunch of donations, came in with the most uplifting messages. And we actually met our goal yesterday of $22,000, which comes out to roughly $100 per mile that I'm running. And now, and people can still, you know, still give at runforruth.com. There's a donate button there that you can click, and it'll take you to Allied page to donate. And I'm just, you know, the donations, I'm so grateful for all the donations that came in, also the messages that people, I mean, I read every message from every donation and responded to everyone, because they have helped me, you know, get through these past 4 grueling days, just reading those messages and what people have been saying.
Well, Nana, I know you're listening. This is Frank Andrews. Boy, you have a great, great grandson. I mean, Corey is just a great guy, and what he's doing for you is blessing all of us. And so, you know, we're thinking about you. We can't wait for Friday. And Jim Brogna, is the place going to be decorated? Are there going to be signs welcoming Corey? What's the reception going to be like?
Yeah, so obviously we have both the concern about safe social distancing, and Lackawanna County is still in the yellow. We anticipate Corey's departure Friday morning from our Allied Services Mead Street Skilled Nursing Center in Wilkes-Barre in the morning, and then arriving at our Skilled Nursing Center in Scranton on our Scranton campus in the afternoon. We do have some surprises, which we can't unveil everything. We have some staff that wants to line part of the parking lot and hold up celebratory signs for Corey, and really even being distanced from the facility, Frank, because our campus is quite large, we think that we could both be safe and also have a strong message of our gratitude. On behalf of our board of directors, Frank, our 3,500 employees, and every single supporter, our gratitude for Corey's dedication to this mission.
And us too. Corey, God bless you. Stay healthy. I can't wait for Friday, and we'll talk to you again. Have a good day, Corey.
Thank you, Frank. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Jim, thank you too. And
thank
folks that are listening, please go to runforruth.com, and please make a donation. Based on everything that's been happening, we all needed something to just build our spirits up, and this is it.
This is the Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.